Where in the Bible will I find references on the Persian Gulf, Armageddon? Hello, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. As has been the case for hundreds of years, when men and events have attracted to themselves worldwide attention, the prophets of doom quickly appear and see in these matters the fulfillment of prophecy, the approach of the Battle of Armageddon and the world's end. And so it's not surprising that the emergence of Saddam Hussein and the cataclysmic events in the Persian Gulf afford these theological sensationalists an excellent opportunity to attract attention and, very profitable to themselves, to flood the world with books, pamphlets, and other publications of impending doom and the end of the world. When their forecasts fail, and they always do, and the world returns to normal, these purveyors of sensationalism do not fold their tents like the Arabs and silently steal away. They simply revise their predictions, expunge their errors, and quietly await the next event in history of sufficient magnitude to serve for a few weeks another exciting and sensational effort to prove that prophecy has fixed upon this event and no other as that which surely tokens the Battle of Armageddon and the end of the world. Few indeed have been those matters which have occasioned so much interest and excitement as the one reference to Armageddon in the Bible. Its only occurrence is in Revelation 16:16, where it is said, "And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon." The word Armageddon means hill of Megiddo and is located in the plains of Esdraelon, sometimes called Jezreel in the Bible. The area is not as large as a regulation baseball field. It must indeed require a fertile imagination to see in such a small area sufficient room for more than a million men to assemble for a conflict in which these speculators believe that Christ, riding on a white horse, will lead a conquering host into battle. Such a view is both fanciful and false. The reference to Armageddon appearing in a highly symbolic portion of Scripture does indeed describe a great conflict, but the weapons are not the awesome types of these now marshaled in the Persian Gulf. It is war between the forces of righteousness and unrighteousness, good and evil, and its outcome results in the triumph of all that is good and the destruction of all that is evil. Because the Hill of Megiddo has been through the centuries the place where so many conflicts have occurred, it very fittingly and figuratively represents the place of the contest between good and evil terminating in the destruction of evil and the triumph of good. Efforts to apply passages of Scripture from the prophets of the Old Testament to the theory herein alluded to fail because the statements are taken out of context and improperly applied to events never in the mind of the sacred writers and fulfilled centuries ago. Representative of such efforts is Zechariah 14, verses 2 and 3. "For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle." Now this passage the speculators allege to be the Battle of Armageddon, the end of the world. But this and all similar passages in the prophecies of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Zechariah, in highly figurative fashion, have their setting in the experiences of physical Israel before Christ came to the world. Their ultimate deliverance and return to their land from captivity, oppression of their enemies, the destruction of their city occurring in 70 AD, and the blessings to be theirs, in obedience to the Lord, of course, in the New Covenant and the Christian age. It is sheer folly to apply passages fulfilled hundreds of years ago to events of today.